Sean Arno, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes, who now steps in here at the head table. Again, another guy that has certainly been patient in waiting his turn as all the coaches showed up here. But, Sean, you got a good meal out of the deal, correct?
I had a nice dinner tonight. Thank you very much.
Oh, our pleasure, and it's great to have you here. And, of course, for the Wellington Dukes, coming off a year last year in which you were 3-7 overall. I know you didn't get a win in your side of the division as far as the pack was concerned. So where do you go from there? How do you build on that? I know you played a lot of young kids last year.
Yeah, up. Let's hope. Yeah. We started eight sophomores opening up against Chippewa. So we got a lot of experience. We had a real nice summer, and we had a nice camp, a lot of 7-on-7 stuff. Good scrimmages with Sandusky Central Catholic Tuesday. They were a playoff team, and we did real well against them. And then South Central didn't play exceptionally well against Western Reserve. But I don't know. We just came out a little flat, but we made some corrections. Tonight was a nice practice. And I see the leadership. Seniors had a little meeting afterwards about not coming out flat. So we're still a junior-based team, but we have five really good seniors and about 14, 15 juniors. So those kids, they're all kind of battle-tested from last year.
I was just going to say, how much better are they just as football players right now than where they were a year ago tonight?
A lot. We went down to Ashland, had a nice camp, won a 7-on-7 down there, and we played some big schools. We were successful, and of course, it's not real football, but winning is winning, and it helps the kids winning no matter what they're winning. So, we got kids, 168 pounds last year are now 190, eventually 250. The kids that were running 4.9s, 4.5 flats are now running 4.7s. So that's a big deal. I mean, they're older, and the game slows down. Once you become a sophomore to a junior to a senior, the game slows down, and you anticipate. So there's a lot of that going on.
Rob?
What are the expectations for this season? I know how competitive you are. I've known you for a while.
Yeah.
And I know it eats at you.
Big time.
What are the expectations for this year?
Go out and same as last year. We talked. I mean, maybe weren't in that driver's seat with those young kids to get there, but they're exactly the same. They're not going to be any different. We talk about those all the time. But right now, when we look at what we try to do today is we want to try to get some basic things right. And those are our goals. We're going to try to get our attitude and our effort straight, our alignment, assignment, technique, and reads. Just do it right. Get in a stance, do it right. And we're continually working at that. Kids need to completely buy into that process, and they're pretty close. The leadership will change because the kids are older. And we've been working at that for a couple of years, and I've seen that tonight. So I'm pleased with that. We're going to go out and try to win every time we go out there. And with a group that's a little more tested and a little older, we have a better chance. That's for sure.
When you look at your team, how good do you feel this team can be this year? Whether it's wins, losses, or just improvement, how much better can they be than they were last year?
A lot better. A lot better, I think. We lost a couple good kids last year. And give a shout out to those guys. Devin Adler went on to BW. He was a really good linebacker. Cole Jaroski. He played a lot for us at linebacker spot and center. And then Jordan Howard and Chris Wagner played most of the time. But those four guys that we had, they were good, but we didn't have 15 seniors we graduated. The kids that are stepping in there, they look forward to that challenge, and I think they're going to do really well. When you get a kid, it's sophomore, he spends a year in a weight room, and he's benching 220, now he's benching 280. That's a difference maker.
Oh, man.
And when a kid's, like I said, running at 4.9, he's running at 4.7 because he's done band work all winter. He's trained, and he's 168 to 190. And then we have 190-pound free safety. Last year we had 150-pound free safety. That's a big difference. When a kid comes up and he's like a linebacker, he'll take on a junior or senior running back. We didn't have that opportunity last year when we had that big senior class the year before. So they're bigger, they're stronger, and they're faster. So hey, puts you in the game with anybody you play, I think.
Sean, looking at your stats from last year, offensively, you scored 23 points a game.
Yeah.
Defensively, you gave
you
up
bet.
42. So how do you get that defensive number down?
Well, first thing I did is for me, I stepped away from, I didn't call either side of the ball, but I took over the defense this year. And we're going to run my defense. I haven't run it since I've really been here, and we'll run it. What I've run for the past 12 years. So I will take full credit and full responsibility for being better or not being better on that side. We were focused on that from the very beginning about being stingy, about giving up points. And we are going to focus on that all year. Every time we gave up something in a 7-on-7, it mattered. Every time we gave up something in a scrimmage, it mattered. And I'm not pleased with any points that we give up. So that's been a big focus in the offseason. Offensively, yeah, I think we can continue to hit that stride. You know, we run an up-tempo spread offense that features some pretty good kids. We can definitely throw the ball, and we can definitely get after it on that side. We really want to focus this next scrimmage on our run game. We passed a lot in the first two scrimmages intentionally to work on some things, but we really want to get after it against Redmond on Friday night versus the run. So we worked that hard today because we got to get that run game going.
And hey, before we let you go, I got to throw it out there. Obviously, there's been some questions about where you're playing your home games this year.
Hopefully at home.
Anything you can update us on or what the situation is?
Hopefully at home. That's all I can say. Be a board meeting, hopefully to come up with a good decision. I think they're committed to being at home and giving our seniors and the whole town that home experience. It's a great place to be in the middle of a neighborhood. Drive in. You're not at the high school. You drive to a separate place. I talked to a guy once. I was at a nutrition place out in Westlake or Avon or somewhere, and he said how bad he hated driving to Wellington to play him. He's like, every time we went there, it's like, what place do you drive to that devotes an entire area in the middle of a city to the football facility?
Yep.
In the middle of a neighborhood. And he said, that always disturbed me when I drove into that. And then they would proceed to get out. We'd get out of the bus, come off the bus, and get our butts whipped. And then have to get back and go on. I think that's a great place. We just need to make it right now. And I think that's the intention of the board to get it done, and we'll know tomorrow night when we have a meeting.
And the flip side of that is you got to coach a football team. I mean, whether you're playing there or playing somewhere else or playing in, you know, Cuyahoga County, I mean, hey, it's 100 yards, and you got to coach that football team.
And that's kind of been the focus. The kids and everything, there's been distractions, there's been tear down, and all that stuff's going on. But at the same time, though, it's kind of a good distraction because we're going to deal with messes. Everywhere you go, every time you go on the road, there's all kind of stuff that goes wrong. And as we have to now go on the road for our first scrimmage, maybe all of our scrimmages, we have to deal with problems. So you're getting maybe some really good habits about packing the bus right, not forgetting mouthpieces and things that are essential to play in the game, like somebody, and I won't call out his name, but he put two right cleats for the last game, okay, in his bag. And he looked at me and said, what am I going to do? I go, I don't know what you're going to do. You have two right cleats. How do you do that? So those things.
You made him a kicker and made him barefoot kick. See,
exactly. So you got two right cleats, brother. So those are the kind of things though, you get good at. Hey, I'm going to get on the road. I'm going to get good at being on the road. And, I mean, you know, stranger things have happened. We just got to put a product out there. And kids and I and the coaches, we've just been focused on us. Focus on the kids, and that's all we've been doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do and not even think about anything else. So
there you go. Well, hey, man, I know you were patient. We really, really appreciate you stopping by. I know it's a little bit of a jaunt, so be safe in your travels, and we hope everything works out. And best of luck this year. You got some good young talent coming back.
I hope so.
Thanks,
see you, man.
Sean.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thanks,
Sean.
Good luck, Sean. All right. Sean Arnold, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes, joining us here at the head table.